Megan Barber is an intern clinical psychologist currently working at Red Cross Children's Hospital. A psychologist is a person who helps children, families and adults with different difficult feelings and worries. She has worked for many years with different children in South Africa and the USA and have learned that no matter where children live, they can also have difficulties which they need help with. Thanks for joining us on Tackling the Outdoors, Megan. What got you interested in psychology?
Okay, good morning, and thank you guys for having me here. What a privilege to be a part of this exciting venture. Thank you for the question. I think it's always a difficult question to answer because there's so many factors that are involved in it. And I think for me, what got me interested was really being curious in what makes people work. How do people think? What's happening inside of them all the time? So we see this outside of a person, but what's going on inside? And so as a teenager, I was really curious about that, and that started me on my path to study psychology.
What has been your favorite part of your job?
So I think my favorite part is always connecting with people, connecting with my patients or my clients, and really helping them with something that's difficult for them.
Today our theme is mental health awareness. Please explain that to our younger listener in simple terms.
And that's a big task you've given me. So I think mental health is really... it's really looking at the way in which somebody can function emotionally and behaviorally in a good way, so that they're able to do the things that they want to do in their life, they're able to feel good about themselves, and that's really what mental health is. So mental health awareness is really about raising the importance of why we need to think about mental health, and also the flip side of mental health, which is mental illness, and how we need to address it and step up and do the right things when it comes to somebody who's struggling with their mental health.
What is depression?
So depression is basically when somebody feels really low. So they might feel really sad for quite a long period of time. And this can look a little bit different for different people. So we can have, sometimes it can mean that someone's really irritable or they're tearful or they don't have very much energy or they're struggling to sleep or they're lost a lot of weight or picked up a lot of weight. So it really looks different. It presents differently for everybody. But I think the important thing is really when someone really just feels really low for a long period of time or really irritable and they feel that they're not really in control of their moods anymore. And there's nothing they can kind of get them out. So some people describe it as being in a dark place or in the bottom of a hole.
What is anxiety?
So anxiety is when, I mean, we all feel anxiety. So every day we all feel anxiety. If we didn't feel anxiety, we'd probably all walk around naked, which wouldn't be very good. So anxiety is a very normal emotion. But what happens is that when people start to feel excessive anxiety, it starts to become problematic. And we start to feel excessive anxiety when you're worried about something all the time, you're completely preoccupied, and you're not able to do the things that you want to do in your life. So if you need to go to school or if you need to, make an appointment or have a conversation, you get so anxious you actually can't do it. And so that's when anxiety starts becoming a problem. But it's important to remember that it's on a spectrum and it's not always a bad thing. It's also a very healthy emotion to have.
What treatment do people with depression or anxiety undergo?
So I think it's important that each person's also different. So an individualized treatment plan needs to be developed for the person. And this looks at what is it that they need. So it generally means that it's a combination of both therapy, which is where you go and you talk to somebody and they help you with your worries, which is what I do, or also medication. But it really, the combination, how they work and the specifics of the therapy really depend on that person. So it's really important to be able to fit the treatment to the person.
Can anyone get depression or anxiety, or is it just adults?
Absolutely anybody can. As you said so beautifully in my introduction, it can affect anybody from all over the world, all ages. And it doesn't mean that it's something that's permanently there, but it does mean that it's important to think about it and to intervene.
How can we identify if someone close to us might not be well, and what can we do?
Okay, so I think the key is identifying someone with depression. You're going to look for someone who's maybe not able to do the things that they used to be able to do, for both anxiety and depression. So they're not able to go to do the jobs that they need to do at home, go to school. Sometimes people will lose interest in things that they used to enjoy. So you'll notice a change in the way in which they were. And when you start noticing that change, it's important to check in with that person and say, what's going on? Sometimes people become more tearful, or as I said earlier, there'll be these mood swings. So it's really important to just notice changes in a person. So that's the best way and then check in with them and ask them how they're feeling. And what you can do with it is that there are lots of organizations around Cape Town that you can contact. So for children, there's Childline, and I have the number if you want it. And there's also the South African Depression and Anxiety Group, which is really good for adults. And then also within the public health system, all the community health clinics actually have access to mental health resources, and so those can also be activated.
Why is bringing awareness to this important?
So I think the aim of awareness is that we're trying to reduce the stigma and the stereotypes and the judgment that people place on individuals who struggle with mental illness. And so it's really important that we start to break that down, because what happens is if there's stigma and discrimination, people tend to not want to reach out and get help and support. And so if we start to reduce that, it'll be really good to encourage people to get help when they need it, because we know that early intervention is the best intervention. And so that we can encourage people, and also so that people don't have to feel bad for how they're feeling already and what's going on for them.
Is there anything else you would like to say?
Yeah, so I think it's just really important that everybody's got a role to play in mental health. And I think we need to, as individuals, always think about what we say before we say it. And think about when someone does something, a possible reason why they're doing it. And be careful to really judge people, because we don't know what's happening inside of their mind. We don't know what their worries are, what their struggles are. And so it's really important that we are kind to each other the same way that we want to be treated and be respected.
Thank you very much for your time and for breaking down those stones.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me here.